Thank you. Good to see you again, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Mayor, for allowing us to be here. And thank you, the members of the City Council and respected citizens of Sitka. On behalf of the Sea Alaska Board, thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. I understand Rosita took 9 minutes, and I know we're supposed to only take three, so I'll keep mine very short. Let me just make a comment that's that's been buzzing in my mind for a long time. None of us who live in Southeast Alaska do anything in a vacuum. Everything that we do affects somebody. Let me give you some examples. While I'm not serving as the Sea Alaska Board, I'm also a state senator. And as a state senator, I've done a number of things that benefit Sitka. And I just want to remind you of it because I'm an Alaska native and I'm doing good things for Sitka. One of them is every year I vote on the Mount Edgecombe budget. And I was here, and I'm a graduate of Mount Edgecombe, when it closed. And I saw the impact it had on Sitka. And I was one of the driving force individuals in the Alaska Native community who worked very hard to get Mount Edgecombe High School to open again. And I'm very supportive of Mount Edgecombe High School. And I think the worst thing that could happen to Sitka, other than a pulp mill, was to have Mount Edgecombe leave again. Because I came here as an individual after that and saw what happened to this community. I'm also a member of the majority in the Alaska Legislature with Senator Stedman. And the discussion about the cruise ship tax is a valid one. And I sit as a member of that organization that's going to help decide those taxes. And I think that Sitka's going to benefit and do very well with the cruise tax initiative and with the impact of this community. I'm also one of the people, and I'm a native person, and it's really hard for native people to talk about themselves, but in this instance, I really feel I have to do that. Mount Edgecombe Hospital was on the verge of closing, and as a member of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, we fought very hard to keep it open, and I think the impact there would have been devastating. One thing that didn't happen is that I was offered a seat on the Board of Trustees for Sheldon Jackson, and was on the verge of accepting when they decided to close the school. And you may have seen my name there for a little while, but I didn't make it to one of their meetings. I wish I would have. Maybe I made a difference there. So my position is everything we do affects somebody in Southeast Alaska. And I'm concerned about Southeast Alaska. I look at and I don't know if you've seen this, the Southeast Alaska Situation Assessment of Southeast Alaska Population Trends. And this was a report given to Senator Stevens, and I'll just read you some changes, some information you might want to know. From 2006 to 2030, it's predicted that Southeast Alaska will lose 8% of its people. Haynesboro will lose 30%. Ketchikan Gateway Borough, 16%. Prince of Wales, Ketchikan, Outer Ketchikan, 29%. Skagway, Huna, Angoon, 36%. Wrangell, Petersburg, 16%. Yakutat Borough, 9%. And Sitka Borough, 2%. Now, the interesting part about this statistic is that none of these people who are leaving the villages or the towns are going back to Southeast communities. They're leaving Southeast Alaska. So our whole emphasis in Sea Alaska was to do something in Southeast Alaska to stimulate the economy. And we thought, okay, we're a population, we're a profit-making corporation, but let's not select only timberlands. Let's do something to stimulate the economy in Southeast Alaska. We came up with this brilliant idea, we thought, of economic sites. So we could stimulate the economy in Southeast Alaska and keep people in Southeast Alaska. And we didn't think people would object to it because we thought we had the best intentions that we were going to bring these economic zones around all of the communities that we have shareholders, Sitka being one of them. And where we are now is that we have a bill in Congress. It's been introduced on the House side by Don Young. We have about 10 co-sponsors, half of them being Democrats and half being Republicans. So we think it's going to do very well. However, we've also recognized the idea here in Sitka that there's some opposition. We've worked really hard at our committee level to change those areas that you have a concern. And really, when you look at your resolution now, it's moot. Because when we introduce our legislation, your resolution is going to speak to items that are no longer in the legislation. So you may think about that as a point of interest right now. I wanted to just make a couple of quick points before I give you, I know my 3 minutes are almost up, but I also want to make a clarification point. I'm a state legislator. I'm a member of the state senate. Those comments I made about helping Sitka are the same comments I would make to any community in Southeast Alaska. I would not, no matter what you do on this resolution, do anything to hurt Sitka. I've got family members and a lot of cousins and relatives who live here. So my commitment, of course, is to Southeast Alaska. I want to close with just this little... this is something you probably all have seen and probably never have read. I was outside in your hallway a little while ago and I saw this little sign of "Welcome to Sitka. We are Sitkins, our people of Tlingit, Russian, European, and Asian origin. To understand the history of this town, it is important to understand the origin and impact of each culture on other people, on all of our people who live here. We're still having impacts to all of our community, and we're part of that impact. Sea Alaska wants to be a good neighbor. Sea Alaska can be a good neighbor. Last year alone, we had a dividend to all of our shareholders in Sea Alaska country of $17.5 million. So we continue to benefit our people. And our interest, again, as Rosita said a minute ago, if we were strictly a profit-making corporation, we'd have selected only timberlands. But we're taking a huge percentage of that, and we're selected sacred sites because we want to protect that. Again, the reason for selecting economic sites is because of our concern about people leaving our villages and people leaving our communities to someplace other than Southeast Alaska. The impact most of you may not realize is that if we continue to lose those people, we're also going to lose a seat in the House of Representatives in Juneau, and we're going to probably lose the Senate district in Southeast Alaska. So every one of us, it's our duty to make sure we keep people in our villages and in our towns in Southeast Alaska. This is one step. It's our step. I hope you have a step that you can add to this, because we are all in the same boat together. Sea Alaska would appreciate your consideration on our legislation. We think it's important not just to Sea Alaska, but to Southeast Alaska, for all of the reasons mentioned above. Thank you for your time tonight. Thank you for allowing us to be here. We hope you look at your resolution and understand that because of the changes we're making, it's probably moot, but we would really appreciate a resolution in support of our legislation. And if you can't see your way to do that, then accept Sitka Tribe's motion to you that you stay neutral. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Senator, and thank you for the work you do on behalf of the state.